Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Caterine Legato and James Jennings.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hope you're well.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back for another episode.
Now, Caterina, one of the things that I hear a lot, and I'm sure you hear a lot as well, is people who say, oh, I really want to see a ghost, but I never have, or I don't believe in them, but I'm open to it. I just haven't seen one. Like, a lot of people say they want to see a ghost. As someone who used to be one of those people who was like, I want to see a ghost, when you actually do see one, it's quite terrifying, and you might actually soul yourself, so you have to be careful what you wish for. But if that doesn't deter you, you know, actually, you know, maybe wean your pants from seeing one, and you do want to see one, Caterina, can people up the chances of seeing a ghost? Is there something they can do to be like, I want this, I want to see one? How can these people make it happen?
I always say, firstly, be careful what you wish for. I had a client tell me a story. She so wanted to see her grandmother, like her grandmother had passed away, obviously. And she's like, I so wanted to see her. And then one night the grandmother showed up in the bedroom and she was so terrified. She screamed. She put the sheets over her head. And she's like, I just didn't put my head out of that sheet till morning time. I'm like, your poor grandmother, like you asked her and then she came and you acted scared. So I believe, again, if you really desire something from your heart, eventually it will come to you. So if you really, really want to see a ghost, but decide what it is you really want to see. When you say you really want to see a ghost, do you want to see maybe a loved one in spirit, or do you just want to see any random ghost? Because if you want to see a random ghost, like, all you need to really do is perhaps go somewhere that's quite haunted. And if you sit there and just chill, relax, eventually you'll sense, feel, and just if the place is highly haunted, eventually you will start to see figures and movement. But you have to settle your mind and you have to allow this vision to come through your third eye. It's sometimes not so much a physical seeing, but more, you know, I think people are not used to understanding that the third eye is really another eye. It just is an eye that allows you to see beyond the physical dimension. So when you go to somewhere really haunted and you want to see a ghost, no matter what, then I suggest you go there quietly, you sit down, you meditate, and you focus through your third eye, and I am pretty sure that you will see one.
Yeah.
Or a few.
A few. I do know that from having third eye experiences in the past and seeing spirits in the past, that it is definitely a weird sensation. It is. It's like you've put on it like special goggles or special eyes, and you're seeing through something that, you know, it's not physical, and it's hard to actually describe what it is. But having said that, that tends to happen for me personally anyway at nighttime, because I don't know if it's because your conscious mind is winding down, you're relaxing, things are less busy. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And you're much more relaxed, so you're much more receptive. And that is perhaps the best time to really see a spirit.
Right.
Versus through the day when there's bright lights, the sun is shining, it's noisy, there's more movement, you're less likely to see spirit. But at night, you're definitely, you know, where things are quiet and relaxed, that's where you will see or make connections with spirits or your spirit guides. But just remember that the third eye is like a portal into the other dimensions beyond the physical realm.
I mean, I used to, I think, pretty sure this is wrong, but I used to think that, like, it was because, you know, ghosts, when the sun's out and it's daytime, they go hide, and then when it's nighttime, they come out. That's not right, is it? Like, they're still there during the daytime.
They're in another frequency, they're in another dimension. So I don't feel really it makes a great deal of difference to them, whether it's day or night. It's more for us because we're much more relaxed at night. You know, we've after a busy day, we're much more relaxed, and when you're more relaxed, you tend to be more open and more receptive.
Do you think that, like, again, going back to some people are like, I really want to see a ghost, this is what I want to do. Do you think that some people, how do I phrase this, they just can't, like, is it that their mind is set on a certain frequency and they're never going to be able to do it?
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
If you want something too much, then you're actually pushing it away. Also, if you're not on the correct frequency, so if you're somebody that you're so in your head, even though you're saying, I really want to see a ghost, but you're somebody that you're so in your head, the ability to see beyond is just, it's going to be almost impossible to be able to see a ghost in those types of circumstances. So you also need to be someone who's quite intuitive and receptive and open to seeing, you know, a ghost or spirit guides or somebody on the other side, a loved one. You have to be kind of open to that.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who's meditating and who is open on a regular basis, then eventually that third eye develops more and more. And once that opens up, then you will see. Like sometimes when I'm, you know, even in a shopping center through the day, I'm not looking to see any ghosts, but I can see sometimes, you know, a spirit around a person or an angel or a guide around a person just quickly. It's like, oh, wow, look at that beautiful angel around that person.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also thinking back to an experience that we had together, which was, so Katarina and I went to a guest house in Orange, New South Wales, called Duntry League. And Duntry League is an old homestead. Basically, it looks like a big old haunted mansion, but because it is a big old haunted mansion, but people can stay there. It's accommodation. So people can go there, stay there the night. We spoke to the boss there, the person who looks after everything. And she has heard so many stories from guests about seeing ghosts, hearing children run up and down the stairs when there's no one else staying there. Cleaners who've seen glasses get picked up and moved across the table during the daytime. So like, this is a place where a lot of really freaky stuff goes on. When we did the episode, of course, Katarina could tune in. She saw lots of spirits and entities in that building. But our camera guy, a lovely chap by the name of Martin, hi Martin, if you're watching, Martin is from that school of thought of, I have never had a supernatural experience. I'm not sure if I believe it. I really want it to happen. So anyway, Martin decided that not only would he sleep in Duntry League for the night, he would pick the most haunted room, okay? The one where people report the most amount of stuff. I'll also add that there was no one else staying in Duntry League that weekend. So he was basically alone in a giant haunted mansion in the most haunted room. And we were like, mate, you are crazy. Yeah, like, you are in for it. You're gonna have the worst sleep. You're gonna da, 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 da. And like, both of us were so convinced it was just a terrible idea. And mate, you do not want to do this. Anyway, he did it. And then the next morning, so what happened? Oh, nothing. I just, you know, just had a normal night's sleep and da, da, da. And we were both just like, what? Like, how could he? So like, how was that even possible?
I know. I think he's too much in his head.
Right.
And maybe deep down he doesn't really want to see them. You know, sometimes your head and your heart say two different things. So in his head's going, yeah, I really want to see it. But then maybe when it really came down to it, his heart's going, no, I don't think I want to see anything.
Yeah.
You can block it out.
Yeah.
You know, you can go somewhere that is very haunted and all of a sudden it might scare you enough that you can block it out and go, no, I don't want to see, I don't want to feel. So that's your choice. So you won't see and feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin's been a hard one to figure out.
Yeah. We want to give him the experience, but it's just like, and I say to him, you hang around Katarina Legato enough, you will see a ghost. You will have a supernatural experience. So we've made that pledge to him. So we're going to try and, you know, try and come through with the goods. But the other thing too, I may be wrong, but I have a feeling that he may have told us that, okay, so there was one room in Duntry Leg that used to be a chapel, yeah. like, and it didn't feel haunted at all.
There was quite nice the energy in there. Mm.
And it was the only room in the entire building that was nice. And I'm pretty sure he told us that he went and stayed there the night.
He slept in that
room. Yeah, he slept in that room. So, like, there's another reason why he may not have actually.
Exactly. See, it's what I was saying, even though he says he does.
Yeah. But
then why go and sleep in the least haunted room?
Yeah.
If you really want to see a ghost.
Yeah. So, like, we know the real deal. You couldn't have paid us enough money. Well, actually, you could have paid us enough money. For a handsome enough payday, I would stay there overnight. But it would not. Not for, like, you know, a cheap amount. You'd have to give me a solid chunk of cash. I would stay there overnight because, honestly, that place is crawling with ghosts. Mm. And you can feel it when you're tuned in a bit like we are. Mm. You just know. Like, and it's just like, this place is bad vibes. Don't want to stay here. So, anyway, hopefully we can deliver Martin something. It's weird, isn't it? Because, like, again, he's the perfect example of someone who goes, I want to believe. Give me an experience. And I was like, dude, you stay there, you're going to get it. But he didn't get it.
No, so I'm wondering if maybe deep down he doesn't really want to see it. Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
But do you think there are, do people ever come to you who are like, I can see the spirit world now and I don't want to, or want to switch it off?
Yeah, of course. So many people, they have had experiences and they just don't want to have them anymore.
Mm.
And you, if somebody's in a low space and going through a lot of emotional stuff, and, you know, and then on top of that, they're quite receptive and they're seeing spirits, then that it becomes quite overwhelming for them.
Mm.
And often if you are not in a high frequency state, then you will be tapping into the lower realms where you will see a lot of discarnate and lost souls.
Mm.
And that can be very scary and overwhelming, because they're also scared and they're also overwhelmed and lost. So it can amplify those feelings, you know, those emotions within the person who's seeing the ghosts and spirits. And it can become like, you know, a real cocktail of a great deal of emotional trauma almost, you know, for the person and for the spirits, because they're mirroring to each other, they're each other's trauma to each other. That makes sense. Yeah. So, I think for me, I feel like if you want to understand the spirit realm, I feel like do it sensibly, you know, meditate, or, you know, find a good group of people that you can do that together, or join our Patreon and really learn to tap in and connect with your guides, and do it in a way that's safe, because there's a lot of dangers with connecting with discarnate and lost souls. You can, you know, there's also some very dark entities and demons out there. You don't want to be attracting that into your life. You don't want to be drawing that kind of stuff towards you, because that could lead to possession. It could lead to all kinds of very dangerous things.
I was going to say, because a lot of people use seances to contact the dead, and I have heard so many firsthand stories of people who've done it and gone, that was such a bad idea, really freaky stuff happened, I wish I didn't do it. Obviously doing that is a bad idea, right?
Seances,
Ouija boards,
because you could, once you open the door to the spirit world, you don't know what is behind that door, who's going to be behind that door, what is going to be behind that door. And once you've let in, you know, a few dark entities or a couple of demons or something, what are you going to do? Like, you know, you can scream all you want. They don't care. They will come for you. Like, I remember once, you know, going to a really haunted house in Balmain, and there was this really, really big wooden, heavy wooden wardrobe, you know, and the doors, I walked into this room and the doors just opened at the same time, very slowly. And I thought, oh God, here it comes. This very dark demonic entity came towards me and it wanted to strangle me. Now, if I had not known how to take control of that situation and became fearful and let my guard down, he would have had a field. It would have, because I don't think it's an actual sex. It would have had a real field day with me.
I mean, I know a friend of mine said that she did a seance when she was in high school with her friends. So there's a group of them. So there's multiple witnesses. And they said that a glass levitated off the table and smashed against the wall.
Yeah, they can be very angry if you disturb them. Some of them do not want to be disturbed. And you can make them very angry. And, you know, demonic entities are very aggressive beings. And they will create havoc around you. And also, don't forget, they are connected to their own realm. So, you know, you could have a whole realm of demons coming for you if you open up a door and you open up a doorway to a realm of something very dark, then you're in real trouble. And I think, you know, this is what happens when people start playing around with things that, you know, they really shouldn't or don't have enough understanding. I've had lots of people have all kinds of issues that have done stuff like that, seances and trying to connect with their guides and trying to connect with all kinds of stuff, and they've got no idea. And they end up with, you know, come and they're possessed, they've got entities attached to them, they become sick, they're very frightened, and it's a terrible thing. It's not fun.
Doesn't sound like it.
Demonic entity.
I'm sure it's not.
Clearing them is not an easy process either.
I mean, when there is a demonic entity that has possessed someone, when you do clear them, it can it usually be taken care of in one session? Is it sometimes multiple sessions? Like, I'm just wondering how big the job is. Does it depend on how powerful the demonic presence is?
Yeah. You have to look and, you know, you need to get rid of it in one session, you can't do it in multiple sessions. That you have to take control of the situation and move it on in one session for however long that will take. Could take an hour, could take sometimes 10 minutes, could take a few hours, but you have to make sure that you're keeping the person very safe and that they're feeling okay through the whole experiences. And it takes some time to heal from something like that. There's so much trauma associated with possession.
Absolutely. I always think about that story you told me about how you did an exorcism on a guy one time and you had to sit on him to keep him because he was fighting so much.
The demon was fighting me, and you know, and he started moving around, and the demon was moving his body around to fight me off, that all I could do was sit on it to keep him still so that I could pour that energy into his body to help him expel it.
Yeah, so going back to people who do want to have a supernatural experience,
they're probably thinking about it now.
Exactly. Maybe I don't. Think twice.
After listening to us, they're probably going, maybe I don't want to.
Exactly.
Do it sensibly and decide what it is you really want to experience. Is it you want to experience your angels, your guides, or are you just wanting to go out there willy-nilly? That's very dangerous. I would advise against that.
Yeah, because, and we've talked about this on past episodes, you know, obviously one way that people go out and try and want to have a supernatural experience is to go on ghost tours. But as we've said in the past, Katerina is very much against ghost tours, says that it's traumatic for the spirits, can be traumatic for the people who go, but also, and this is crucial, they can follow you home. Do you really want that?
And they do. They do, and they can attach to children. I've had plenty of parents bring me kids that they thought for a bit of a night out, they'd take their kids on a ghost tour. And and these kids then began to change, their personality changed, and they had spirits attached to them that they'd picked up at the ghost tour. Very common. So yeah, it's a very real thing, and it's not just seeing a ghost, it's deciding, like I said, take it seriously, guys. That's all I say. Take it seriously, because there are many, many dimensions. Yes, there are the higher dimensions, but there are also many, many lower dimensions that are filled with entities. And they're usually the ones that are the easiest to access. Yeah. So when you are inexperienced, you're most likely to access one of those lower realms. And like I said, there are all kinds of festering, evil, demonic, dark entities in those lower realms. Mm. And, you know, you wake them up, now, well, good luck.
Yeah. If that's not a warning to be careful what you wish for, I don't know what is. Mm. Yeah. So, look, yeah, I think Katarina's nailed it. You know, if you're going to do it, set an intention to connect with loved ones or higher beings. Try it through meditation. If you do go on a ghost tour, if you do go to a haunted house or a haunted pub, or I mean, those places are everywhere. If you do that,
pretty haunted, most pubs are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so if you go there with the intention of wanting to tap in, it might happen. But again, you've got to be careful what you're tapping into. So there you go. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly. Think about it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Katarina, for your expertise once again. Thank you for listening and watching. We appreciate your support, and please throw us a comment, throw us a like, and we'll be back again next week with more supernatural shenanigans to entertain you with.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
See everyone. Thanks, Kat.
Thank you, James.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.